Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Of all the pandemics in the world, here's one I didn't know about. Myopia.
Nearsightedness? Are you sure you're not thinking of hyperopia, which I and everyone I know has?
Yeah, it seems everyone I know needs reading glasses, but no. I'm referring to young people who can't see far, and the reason will make a lot of parents shake their heads. Kids are spending too much time indoors.
It's true. For example, in Korea and China, where study time has shot up, 90 and 97% of young people have myopia. 60 years ago, only 10 to 20% of Chinese were myopic.
I know it's tempting to believe too much time hitting the books is the problem, but a study in 2000 disproved this theory. In order to find an answer, scientists in 2007 followed more than 500 8 to 9-year-olds with healthy vision.
After tracking their time outdoors over 5 years, 20% had developed myopia, and it correlated with the little time they spent outdoors. Scientists in Australia confirmed those results with their study of 4,000 students a year later.
Here's the reason. The retina produces and releases more dopamine, a neurotransmitter, during the day to signal the eye to switch from night to day vision. The low light indoors disrupts this cycle, which affects the developing eye. They estimate kids need about 3 hours of outside light daily.
If schools mandated even an hour or an hour and a half outside, that's been shown to reduce the risk of myopia. That's why kids in Australia who spend more time outdoors have lower rates of myopia.
Corrective glasses may improve vision, but not the inner eye, which over time stretches and thins. These kids face a higher risk of eye disorders and even blindness unless we force them outdoors.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.